Thank you, Matthew, and thanks a lot for the presentation, Trude and Pohjanpää. I think this work stream really shows that you, even if you're not really an expert on the issues you're dealing with, maybe you are, Trude and Pohjanpää, but I thought that being also part of that subcommittee that I mean, it's we have brought in experts from different from different sectors here, and I think that way of working with I think also a lot of help from the secretary Tricia here has shown how effective and really impressive this kind of work stream this kind of working can be, and I think that it's great to see how much has been done here already now, and it's also very well organized, so thanks a lot for that. I think it's in particular interesting to see how this kind of taxes actually can have both the function of stealing health issues and how can you calculate on that? What's the price for that? I mean, you can calculate maybe revenue, that it's a revenue raiser, but that's not the whole truth. Of course, there's a lot of money saved. I mean, as Enrique said, when you talk about sweet drinks, alcohol drinking, tobacco consumption, etc. I mean, you can't really put a price on that and the health consequences of that. So I think this is a really, really important topic, and I'm so happy to see that's having this on the table. And I think also one of the issues that Enrique mentioned, I think it's very good also to look at, because I think that is one of the problem. It is one of the problem with the carbon taxation. I think it's one of the problem with health taxes, and that's a problem to enforce it. How do you enforce it? Because there's a lot of resistance, maybe to introduce it. And I mean, I guess Sweden and maybe Norway, I think we are sort of having we are probably the top leader when it comes to taxing and health taxes, tobacco and alcohol, and that's we have done that has been a long road to go, and I definitely think it's very good to bring in that experience how to actually be able to get the law there in place and then how to enforce it. And I think that's also, if I understood it correctly, something that's committee is subcommittee is planning to do. And I think that's very also very, very relevant. I also have a more general comment here, which also relates to I think what the committee as such is doing here is and way of priorities more general is that now we are broadening, we brought in health taxes. I have had some comments the other day saying, yeah, but maybe carbon taxes, that's not for everyone, and still we're doing that. And I think here is the same, but I think there is really a need, as I've understood it, for developing countries to move from direct taxes to have more indirect taxes. I think Lisa the other day said that I guess Chile must have been successful. Half of the income comes from the VAT. Congratulations. And I think that should also be reflected in the work we are doing here. And we are a small, we are not that many committee members, we are not that many, we have scarce secretariat resources. And I think that when we are thinking about taking on board more things when it comes to direct taxes to doing things on the model, and I do understand that there is a big I mean a lot of people might think that's very important. It's also of course very important, but I think it would be really good also when we prioritize work to really see that we have enough resources also in the work that deals with the indirect taxes. And I think I guess IMF or the World Bank might be sitting here. I don't have any figures on it, but I know that from when we did the BEPS project, I think, I mean, look, for a country like Sweden, we are heavily dependent on indirect taxes and not a lot of BEPS issue. Of course, there are BEPS issues, there's in VAT and things like that, but it's really not the same as you have with corporate income tax. And for us, corporate income tax is a very, very small part of our budget, small revenue ratio, which is also quite important. And I think there is a need for developing countries also to move in that direction. And I think that also should be reflected as a general priority in the work we are doing. And I'm raising this under health tax issue, because of I think that it should not be underestimated how important this kind of work is. It should not be underestimated for the committee as a whole that if we prioritize other things, then you have maybe to reprioritize other subjects. And I think that, this sort of way of moving ahead and do this kind of work, I hope, really hope, would be to the help and the need for developing countries. Thank you.